Unit test. Look at the pictures while listening and choose the best description. Number 1.
A. People are making snow sculptures. B. We can see snow sculptures and people are looking at them. C. People are snow fighting. D. We can see a big snowman.
Number 2.
A. We can see a festival mascot. B. We can see a snow sled in the carnival. C. People are celebrating the carnival. D. People are drinking beer to celebrate the carnival.
Listen and choose the best response. Number 3.
How do they choose a winner?
A. That sounds interesting. B. Every night there are costume balls. C. I want to win this dance competition. D. All of the samba clubs are judged for the best song and dancing.
Number 4.
What can you do when it is cold outside?
A. I liked the parades. B. There are a lot of things to do. C. You had fun even in the cold. D. It is rolled on a stick.
Number 5.
Do people really like being out in the cold?
A. People enter from all over the world. B. People like the mascot in every parade. C. That is crazy. D. People don't only like the cold, they love it.
Number 6.
When is the carnival in Rio?
A. The carnival is 7 weeks before Easter. B. Book me a ticket, please. C. February is a cold month to have a carnival. D. I would really like to go to the carnival in Rio.
Listen and answer each question. Number 7.
How was the carnival in Rio?
It was great. There are also smaller, spontaneous parades throughout the city.
I think you saw the street carnivals. They were the most interesting things for me.
Have you ever been to the carnival in Rio?
Yes, last February. I went there with my sister.
Number 8.
What did you find out about the Quebec Winter Carnival on the web?
I found out the Quebec Winter Carnival is one of the biggest winter carnivals in the world.
When and where is it held?
It is held in February in Quebec City, in Quebec, Canada. It's cold there in February, but people forget the cold weather because of lots of interesting things.
Tell me more about it.
Number 9.
Bob, what is the most interesting aspect of the carnival for you?
I like everything. I think it is an amazing carnival.
You're right, and I like the mascot of the carnival, which is called Bonhomme.
Oh, Bonhomme. I won't forget him. You know he closes every parade riding on his own special float.
I would like to go to the carnival again next year.
Why not? Let's go again.
Number 10. Welcome to Enjoy Tours. May I help you?
I would like to book a ticket to go to the carnival in Rio.
Are you going to Rio? That's a great choice.
I heard it lasts for 4 days and 4 nights. The entire city celebrates, and thousands of people go to Rio for the carnival at that time.
You're right. And there is one more thing you should join. That is the Samba Parade. People gather in the Sambódromo, and Samba clubs from across the city take turns dancing.
Wow, it must be fantastic.
Listen and answer the following questions. Numbers 11, 12, and 13.
More recently, there has been a birth of a new type of festival. These festivals are celebrations for non-religious reasons. Some of them are for enjoyment, and some to raise money. One of the most famous non-religious festivals is the Oktoberfest in Germany. The first Oktoberfest was held in 1810 in Munich to celebrate the wedding of Prince Ludwig I to Princess Therese. Because of the success of this event, the festival was repeated annually. An agricultural fair, dances, music, and amusement rides were added. Now the final day of Oktoberfest has become a national holiday in Germany.
Numbers 14, 15, and 16. The Reynoldsburg Tomato Festival is a family and community-centered five-day event starting the Wednesday after Labor Day. This year's dates are September 7th to the 11th, with the Grand Parade at 2 p.m. on Sunday, September 11th. This year's festival is our 40th anniversary. The festival activities include the Tomato Queen Pageant, the Little Princess Contest, the Senior King and Queen Contest, the Tallest Tomato Plant Contest, the Largest Tomato Contest, tomato exhibitions, fresh tomato sales, free tomato juice, free entertainment, souvenirs, food, rides, arts and craft tents, a community tent, booths of local businesses and organizations, a car cruise-in, a motorcycle cruise, a pooch parade, and much more. The Reynoldsburg Tomato Festival would not be possible without the community's participation in conjunction with the volunteers who work year-round planning and arranging the festival. If you need information about any of the festival's activities or events, please call 866-2861.